The Federal Communications Commission is promising to consider increasing the number of low-power FM radio stations. For 3 years now, the FCC has been considering ways to encourage more of these small community stations over the objections of traditional broadcasters, including the management of this network. Those broadcasters still say the small stations could cause interference, as NPR's Rick Carr reports.
At a press conference last week, FCC Chairman Michael Powell said that in the run-up to the commission's June decision to ease restrictions on how much of the media a single company can own, thousands of Americans wrote or called to complain about the consolidation of the media industry.
We learned about a deep-seated anxiety in the American public about a commitment to local values and local communities. And I think then it's incumbent on policymakers to try to hear those concerns and create constructive responses, if any, to them.
Powell said the FCC will process a backlog of nearly 2,000 applications for low-power FM stations that were submitted 3 years ago. So far, about 100 of the community stations have gone on the air. They're run by religious groups, schools, ethnic organizations, and activists.
You're listening to Environmental Community Radio for the Mid-Chesapeake Bay region. This is WRYR LP Sherwood, brought to you by South Arundel Citizens for Responsible Development.
That's SACRED for short. The Maryland group was founded in 1995 to fight suburban sprawl along the Chesapeake Bay. Until SACRED got its own radio station, group member Mike Shea says the few stations that covered development disputes gave more airtime to local government officials, SACRED's opponents. Shea remembers calling into one such show to confront a county executive.
And she became flustered instead of answering the question. She basically said, "Why don't you get your own radio show?"
Instead, SACRED got its own station. No one knows exactly how many people hear WRYR. Shea says it can reach more than 10,000 potential listeners. The station is on the air 24/7, although only about 50 hours a week are live. The rest of the schedule is filled by a computer automatically playing music, station identification, and pre-recorded anti-sprawl announcements.
Here's a message from your friends at the South Arundel Citizens for Responsible Development. This is an update about the Crandall Cove development in Franklin Manor.
The station cost less than $20,000 to build and less than $10,000 a year to operate, donated by local businesses and listeners. It's run entirely by volunteers. They set the antenna atop a flagpole at a marina on the opposite shore of the Chesapeake Bay. They built the computer system that sends the signal over the internet from the studio to the transmitter, and they produce the shows. Casual listeners are not likely to confuse WRYR with a professional station. If a truck drives by or a phone rings during a poetry reading, they're likely to hear it on the air.
There is this happy tongue. That was August by Mary Oliver.
Despite the rough edges, volunteers and listeners say that WRYR has become a focal point for the community. The live shows include one for Native Americans, others that feature blues and gospel music, and several environmental talk shows. Every Thursday afternoon, Annette Najjar hosts a children's program.
Well, it was kind of another nasty day today, that kind of day we're stuck indoors for a while, just itching to make some trouble.
Najjar says she got involved at WRYR to provide an antidote to another kind of sprawl.
The market for children's entertainment is dominated by the large media companies, Disney, Nickelodeon, to an extent, even public television.
Najjar says she wants to bring listeners children's music from alternative sources. Low-power FM is only available in rural and undeveloped areas. It's because of restrictive licensing rules, according to a representative of advocacy group the Prometheus Radio Project, who calls himself Pete Treedish.
In the way that it's been implemented, there have been no low-power FMs in the top 50 urban markets in the United States. And so, in terms of what Chairman Powell was saying the other day, low-power FM, as it stands now, is no real remedy to the concentration of media ownership.
Treatise says the FCC's original proposal would have brought dozens of stations to urban areas. But the National Association of Broadcasters and National Public Radio argued new stations would have interfered with existing stations. The two organizations convinced Congress to scale back the plan and order the FCC to commission an independent study of interference. It came out last month, and Treatise says it confirms what advocates have been saying all along.
These very small signals, these 100-watt signals, could not really substantially interfere with the signals of a 10,000-watt station or a 20,000-watt station or a 50,000-watt station.
NPR has asked the FCC for an extra 3 months to respond to the study. NPR President Kevin Close says in general he feels the FCC has been hasty in allowing low-power FM stations on the air and has paid scant attention to potential interference with existing stations.
My belief is that the procedures that could have been followed here would have been to try out low-power FM in the real world first. It'd be like sort of designing a car and then sort of selling it to people without ever trying it on the test track or running it around the corner just to see how well it drives. That was never done in the FCC's rush to bring low-power FM to the fore.
Advocates say NPR and the Broadcasters Association are dragging their feet. Close says NPR does not oppose low-power FM. On the western shore of the Chesapeake Bay, Hamilton Cheney runs the Harrington Harbor North Marina, not far from WRYR's studios.
My mother's family has been here for a couple hundred years. My father's family has been here for 300 years.
Cheney says until he was a teenager in the 1980s, the nearest radio station was in Washington, D.C., some 50 miles away. Then the area got a news station in Annapolis, 20 miles away. Cheney says the fact that the western shore of the Chesapeake finally has its own radio station is a sign of progress.
You know, part of progress is being able to have a voice and say things and have people hear you.
FCC Chairman Michael Powell says the commission will weigh comments on low-power FM before making a recommendation to Congress. No new license applications are being accepted. Rick Carr, NPR News.